Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Even as caucus and primaries continued to take place this month, perhaps there was no bigger news in the Right to Life movement than the announcement that Susan G. Komen for the Cure, the nation's most recognized breast cancer research and prevention charity, would stop providing future grants to Planned Parenthood, the nation's largest abortion provider. It was welcome news for the Right to Life movement, which has long lamented Komen's funding of Planned Parenthood and its affiliates. But that initial sense of relief didn't last long. Within hours, Planned Parenthood and its allies embarked on a public relations campaign that can only be described as an exercise of raw political power. Facebook, Twitter, blogs, email, and phone campaigns took off, designed to bully Komen into submission. Writing in the Wall Street Journal, columnist James Taranto likened it to a classic shakedown operation. By the end of the week, Komen officials made a second announcement. Planned Parenthood and its affiliates would continue to receive funding on existing grants. This particular announcement was nothing new. Komen had already agreed to fund grants already made for 2012. Planned Parenthood and its affiliates would also remain eligible to make grant applications for future funding. While Komen worked at maintaining the ability of our affiliates to make funding decisions that met the needs of their communities. As the public relations bullying campaign gained traction, the media piled on. Writing in the New York Times after the dust settled, Russ Douthat wrote, "From the nightly news shows to print and online media, the coverage's tone alternated between wonder and outrage. Wonder that anyone could possibly find Planned Parenthood even remotely controversial, and outrage that the Komen Foundation had politicized the cause of women's health." As Douthat notes, MSNBC's Andrea Mitchell dressed down the Komen Foundation's founder, Nancy Brinker, by taking it upon herself to represent the millions of Americans she characterized as angered and outraged. In a situation like this, the real truth rarely, if ever, gets aired. What we saw in most reports was merely a repeat of Planned Parenthood's public statements and materials, which, of course, are written to put the organization in the best light possible. It's as if the reporters and producers of our most respected news organizations across the political and ideological spectrum just decided to repeat what they were given, rather than checking the facts for themselves and reporting the actual facts. For example, when reporting on Planned Parenthood's work to prevent cancer, a reporter might talk about clinical breast exams, while on screen there would be B-roll showing a woman receiving a mammogram. Any viewer would automatically assume that Planned Parenthood performs mammograms. But if you read Planned Parenthood's own materials, they talk about merely referring for mammograms, implying, of course, that they don't perform them. Unless you were reading a pro-life news source, you probably didn't know that. What Planned Parenthood does is abortion. As Douthat wrote in The Times, Planned Parenthood likes to claim that abortion accounts for just 3% of its services, and this statistic has been endlessly recycled in the press. But the percentage of the group's clients who received an abortion is probably closer to 1 in 10. In their 2010 annual report, Planned Parenthood reported performing 329,445 abortions, which represents a little more than a quarter of all abortions in the United States. So now what? Right to Life supporters don't want our donations to fight cancer going to organizations that perform abortions. First, pray that Komen and similar cancer-fighting organizations stand firm in giving their resources to community groups that fight cancer. Second, continue to respectfully urge Komen and others to steer future grants away from Planned Parenthood and its affiliates. And third, do all you can to educate your friends and family about Planned Parenthood's true mission and agenda. Remember, when you think Planned Parenthood, think abortion.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.